let's get to the news of the day, because you got to figure it's going to get downplayed. Got to figure it's going to get downplayed because it doesn't fit two narratives. Doesn't fit two narratives. So this story is going to get downplayed. And what I mean by downplayed, what I mean by not fitting two narratives, I'm talking about the Philadelphia police officer that was ambushed last night by a Muslim screaming, "I'm doing this for the Islamic State." Yes, you heard me. This is not a Donald Trump made-up story. This is real. This is legitimate. And of course I say Donald Trump made-up story tongue-in-cheek, because everything that he says, the left, state-run media, wants to tell you it's a lie. When Donald Trump talks about Bill Clinton, they're lies. When Donald Trump talks about rapists, drug dealers, really, really bad people that come to this country illegally from Mexico, it's painted as a lie. When Donald Trump talks about Muslims and the fact that we need to do something about Muslims that are here, not all of them, but we're going to have to step up surveillance, so forth and so on. State-run media wants to tell you lie. Talk about refugees being terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. Told that's a lie. Everything Donald Trump says is a lie. The funny thing is, every time he says something, something happens, or a story is uncovered from years back that show he was not lying. Maybe exaggerating at times? Sure. But that's not a lie. Bill Clinton? Lies. Hillary Clinton? Lies. Chris Christie? Lies. Ted Cruz? Lies. So now we have a police officer that's ambushed. And I'm not hearing any outrage from Black Lives Matter, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Stop, I Can't Breathe. And this police officer was ambushed by a Muslim. Who later in custody said, "I did it because I'm pledging my allegiance to ISIS. I am doing this for the Prophet. There is No. Debate. Was it a terrorist attack? Was it for ISIS? Was it workplace violence? I wonder what it was. Was it just a crazy person? Remember, we're told that all the time. San Bernardino shooters, we were told workplace violence. Yeah, workplace violence. Yeah, it's workplace violence. Did not fit the profile whatsoever of workplace violence. But that's what we were told. Workplace violence. Hell, Fort Hood, we are now just officially told, yeah, that was a terrorist attack. Took them years to finally admit it was a terrorist attack. So this attack last night, there was no doubt. There absolutely was no doubt. Because the individual, while in police custody, said, I tried to kill this cop for ISIS. I did it in the name of Islam. You understand that? Is that sinking in your heads? Do you get that? And of course, coming off the heels of President Barack Hussein Obama telling the nation while he sat there with Kathy Griffith's boyfriend, Anderson Cooper, that they're going to basically make a gun register. They're going to basically track American citizens, law-abiding American citizens. John and Jane Public, who live in Arkansas, live in South Carolina, live in Tennessee. Women who had previously been raped. Something that, of course, the Clintons know something about. But women that have been raped, survived, and went out and purchased firearms to protect themselves from something like that happening again. This president says, we're going to create a list. Because essentially that's what I got out of the town hall meeting last night. Essentially, you're talking about lists. Talking about registries. You're talking about tracking law-abiding citizens who have purchased guns. And yet, when Donald Trump brings up tracking Muslims that come to this country, people on the left are outraged. They start throwing around terms like Nazi, fascist, Hitler. And what happens last night? A Muslim ambushes a Philadelphia police officer. And the cop was just sitting in his car. I know, Black Lives Matter. They're smiling right now. Your Spike Lee's smiling. They're giggling. The cop lived. Took a few shots in the arm. But ambushed. A cop patrolling the streets of Philadelphia. And a 30-something-year-old Muslim. And they've been showing images on television all morning. And unless this guy worked at a meatpacking factory, this guy actually had the full white dress on, similar to the San Bernardino killers when we've seen those famous airport pictures. You know, when they were coming back from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. Unless this individual works at a meat plant where they wear the white outfits, he's wearing the full-on Islamic garb. Huh. We got nothing to worry about in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Got nothing to worry about. That Donald Trump, he's a liar. He's ruining this country with his vile words. It's funny. The left has a problem with the truth. The left has a problem with the truth. Truth is, Islam is not a sane, rational, and safe religion. Their ideas, their culture, as far as Muslims, everything that they are taught growing up goes against every traditional value that we have in this country. When you say clash of civilizations, the left loses their mind. You're inflaming the situation. You're inflaming the situation. When you paint the religion and you paint the people with such a broad brush, you're creating more terrorists. What does that mean? What you're saying is individuals who are not already terrorists could become terrorists because of my words? Really? That makes absolutely no sense. That goes against everything that we believe and were taught in this country. Words don't make people do anything. That's why we have free speech in this country. if we as Americans believed words and images made people do things, then we would not have free speech. But we don't believe in that. We've actually had scientists, doctors, psychologists, whatever you want to call them, do studies. And there has never been concrete evidence that links, oh, I heard some dirty rap lyrics, or I heard some violent rock music, I'm going to go out and kill people. So in turn, that concept cannot be applied when it's applied by the left, by state-run media, when we talk about Muslims and Islam and creating more terrorists with our language. Because if that's the case, then Muslims have a low IQ. Their brains are not developed properly. And we should be creating schools for the mentally challenged over in Syria, in Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. We should be pushing to purchase drool cups and hockey helmets because we're dealing with retarded individuals. I know it sounds a little extreme, but again, when the left says words make peaceful individuals turn into bloodthirsty killers, you have to then question these peaceful individuals' brain capacities, their mental level, and not as far as are they stable. I'm talking about the brain functioning and the fact that we could be dealing with millions and millions of retarded individuals. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just one story in many, that have happened this week that you either haven't heard about or that have been downplayed because everybody is just obsessed with showing the Donald Trump rally, not for what he's saying, but because one of the Ben and Jerry founders, this Woodstock reject, is out there with his ice cream, holding up a sign pledging his allegiance to Bernie Sanders with a bunch of other crackpot Bernie Sanders kooks. who want to get inside the Trump rally and disrupt it. Cause a ruckus, cause a disturbance. And state-run media giggles. They giggle with that. And you have terror going around all over the place. Literally, all over the place. That state-run media is not informing all of you about. It really is amazing to watch these news programs and their coverage of various stories. And when you get outside of your bubble, okay, when you get outside of the liberal Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton bubble, it really is night and day. If you watch Fox News and maybe O'Reilly or Hannity or even Greta Van Susteren, and then you tune in to Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, it literally is night and day. It really is. And it's fascinating to watch state-run media completely ignore terrorism issues because they obviously are creating a narrative that Islam and Muslims in whole are happy-go-lucky people. And them being terrorists and doing horrible things is just a right-wing made-up conspiracy, because it only happens with one or two out of the billion that exist in this country. It's fascinating. And CNN does the exact same thing. CNN does the exact same thing. When you're talking about Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, the prime time shows. Yeah, the day programs will have news. They'll have a block where they tell the people stuff that is happening. Without, but remember, your average Jane and John Doe public work in the morning. They're out working. They're a slave to the man. Struggling. They're not sitting there with their feet up on a desk watching the news. They get that news when they come home, rather it's their 5:30 or 5 o'clock broadcast. And then they switch on CNN or MSNBC or Fox. And of course, that's when it all starts. That's when you're watching Don Lemon spend an hour talking about Bill Cosby, and he'll shut off the microphone of someone talking about Bill Clinton. They'll put on Rachel Maddow. And she'll spend exactly 37 minutes comparing Donald Trump to George Wallace. And then you go to Fox News, and they'll actually tell you some newsy things. Actually tell you things that are happening that can affect you and your family. Like swarms of refugees that on New Year's Eve were running around Germany, place called Cologne, raping women, Muslims. Raping, assaulting women. All week, Fox has been talking about this. Not one time have I seen this discussed on any of the MSNBC, CNN primetime shows. Again, during the day, they'll mention it. Sure, they'll mention it. Oh, this happened. And MSNBC basically just real quick. Oh, yeah, there was some incident happening in Germany and, you know, I don't know, but possibly some Arab-looking individuals touched some women inappropriately. And we're not real sure, but that's the story. All right. And now Ben and Jerry's ice cream founder, the hippy dippy weatherman, Donald Trump has told us, hey, these refugees are going to cause problems. They're going to cause big problems. We can't take in refugees like Germany has. We can't take them in. We cannot do what Angela Merkel is doing. Angela Merkel doesn't care. She's like Obama. She's only got a short time left, and then she's out. That's why the party gift is reissuing Mein Kampf. She's like, I'm going to let 1.1 million refugees in, and on the way out, I'm going to let my German citizens read Mein Kampf for the first time in 60 some odd years. Enjoy! Everybody in Germany has been in an uproar that Merkel has let over 1 million refugees into that country. And Donald Trump said, listen, it's going to be big problems. This is the Donald Trump said these problems were going to happen segment. So the first segment was a Philadelphia police officer that was ambushed last night by a Muslim, pledging his allegiance to the Islamic State. This individual's in custody. This individual said, I did it for Allah. That's what I did. You don't have to speculate. It's not workplace violence. I did it for Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah! Allah Akbar! So we have a cop ambushed, almost killed by a Muslim in Philadelphia who said he did it because of Muhammad, ISIL, Islam, all that fun, and of course, peaceful aspects of the religion. You then, a few days ago, have anywhere between 100 and 200 girls being attacked on New Year's Eve in Cologne. Attacked. Women attacked. Some brutally raped. Brutally raped by anywhere between 50 and 100 Middle Eastern and African men. Brutally attacked. So you have individuals that Angela Merkel have let in from Syria, from parts of Africa, and on New Year's Eve, almost a hundred of them went out and had themselves a rape party. Remember, I said Muslims are like pit bulls. No matter how much you can train a pit bull, at some point they will snap. They will maul you. They will eat your face off. Well, here you got a pack. So that's what they were, a pack of rabid Muslims. The pack of rabid Muslims raping and pillaging. On New Year's Eve. And they tried to downplay it. I mean, it's been downplayed here. It's been downplayed here. It's been talked about in passing on the day shows, but the evening shows, none of them have talked about it. None of them have sent reporters there. There is no correspondent from Cologne talking to Lawrence O'Donnell about the refugees raping countless women on New Year's. Nope. Nope. There's no correspondent for Crusade. There's no Katie Turr. Okay? There's no Katie Turr with her dad mom, Bob Turr, in Cologne. I would have thought maybe Katie Turr, when she heard about this, because she's a big feminist, I would have thought maybe Katie Turr would have gotten on the phone with her mom, dad, and said, hey, we should have you go to Cologne. Of course, these refugees will try to rape you because you are a hot-looking dude. But when they flip you over, that's when you can punch them and beat them up because you have the strength of a man. Because, of course, you are a man. You just look like a woman. I would have thought maybe Katie Turr would have set that up with her mom, dad, Bob Turr. But no, no correspondent whatsoever. Rachel Maddow? Nope. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Downplayed. And what did Donald Trump say? You can't bring these refugees in. What Merkel did was wrong. Weeks ago, Trump said, Angela Merkel's going to have a problem. The people of Germany are going to have a problem. And what happened? Rape. So you got two. Count them, two. Oh, but it gets better, ladies and gentlemen. It gets better because some of you are going, Rob, it's in Germany. Cologne. The Germans, they need to go through a lot more pain and suffering. There's some payback that still needs to be done. Okay? Please, we don't want to have too much sympathy for them. I get it. There's not a lot of sympathy for Germans. I get it. But it's an example. It's an example of what refugees and, let's face it, illegals can do to a society. Remember Trump said when he launched his campaign, you have illegals coming here. Some are rapists. Some are murderers. And people went, you're racist. You're horrible. Every illegal that's here is just selling oranges on the Sherman Way Reseda interchange. Every illegal that is coming here is just washing our clothes and taking care of our children. So now if a politician was in Germany and he said, hey, Angela Merkel, you cannot let 1.1 million illegals into our country. You can't do it. You're going to put our citizens at risk. Because amongst those 1.1 million, there's going to be rapists. There's going to be the violent criminals, drug dealers. They're horrible, horrible, horrible people that can come in with those 1.1 million. And if the citizens of Germany were outraged, how can that person say it? How can the Fuhrer Trump say it? We'll pretend it was some guy named Trump, Fuhrer Trump. I don't know. And guess what? The New Year's, all those people would be saying, you know what? He was right. There was a whole bunch of raping going on. Okay. But I get it. It's Germany. They need to feel a little bit more pain, especially my Jewish friends definitely don't have any compassion. So let's now shift to a third point. Can we do that? Could we shift to a third point that Trump has talked about? And that's refugees, rather they're Syrian, Iraqi, Pakistani, but refugees, Muslim refugees. It actually killed can actually kill two Muslim birds with one stone in this article, because you have refugees and you have Muslims. So you have a two-prong approach that Trump has pushed for, and that's tracking Muslims that come to this country and not letting refugees in. Okay. Well, the other day, two arrests were made. Yes, two arrests were made. Where these arrests were made at? Sacramento, California. Sacramento, California. Few hours away from San Bernardino. And Houston, Texas. These two individuals were Palestinian-born. They were Palestinian. Moved to Iraq, where they lived, where they were part of a war-torn, horrible, horrible area, horrible situation. Yeah. Yeah. These poor, poor Muslims. Oh. And they just wanted to come to the United States. They wanted to be refugees. They just wanted to get away from all the violence, all the pain and suffering. Oh, oh, it's horrible. Oh, oh. So guess what? They were arrested on attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Poor, helpless refugees. These poor, helpless refugees were nothing more than what could amount to sleeper cells. It's obvious that coming to this country, they were already bad people. Considering that one of the charges is lying to immigration officials. Lying to immigration officials about their alleged ties to terrorist organizations. Because remember, our vetting process for refugees is tough. I've been told our vetting process is actually the toughest. Remember, takes over 2 years. 2 years to be vetted. Over 2 years. It's quite extensive. Quite extensive. Yes, quite extensive. Well, wasn't extensive enough because these guys just lied. And the immigration officials said, oh, okay. Oh. You're not terrorists? Okay, check. And I can't even pronounce these, of course, Muslim names, but the one from Houston was Omar Faraj Saeed El Hardan. He's 24 years old. Another point that Trump has made when he talks about these refugees, and you hear the left, you hear state-run media, you hear Obama, which is, you know, one and the same, talking about orphans, talking about widows. No, talking about 24-year-old men. Just like Trump pointed out, you have 24-year-old men fleeing their homeland to come to America because they're scared of all the violence that's going on. Yeah, BS. Gotta be suspicious of 24 and 23-year-old men. That are fleeing Iraq or fleeing Syria. They're not staying and fighting for their country. They're fleeing. They're not fleeing. They're setting up cells. They're setting up terrorist networks. That's what they're doing. We're told they're doing something else by this administration. Another example of this administration, of this president, doing something to harm this country for Islam. Oh, we can't do this. That will be bad public relation. Oh, we can't say this. That will be bad PR. We can't. Against who? Who are you worried about offending? Muslims? Are you kidding me? What's this allegiance to Islam and Muslims? I don't get it. What are you saying, Rob? Are you saying something sinister? Are you part of the conspiracy theorist? No, I'm just asking a simple question. So Omar Faraj Saeed El Hardan, 24, of Houston, charged with attempting to provide materials to support ISIS. Awas Mohammed Yunus El Jaib, 23, of Sacramento, California, charged with making a false statement involving international terrorism. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Hardan entered the United States as an Iraqi refugee in November of 2009 and was granted legal permanent resident status in 2011. In addition to the charge of attempting to provide material support to ISIS, he's charged with procurement of citizenship or naturalization unlawfully and making. A grand jury indictment unsealed Thursday alleges that he attempted to provide material support and resources, including training, expert advice, and assistance to ISIS. The indictment also alleges that he lied in his citizenship application, saying that he was not associated with the terrorist organization when he'd associated with members and sympathizers of ISIS throughout 2014. If convicted, Hardin faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a $150,000 fine. Jaib entered the United States as an Iraqi refugee in October of 2012. He exchanged messages on social media in 2012 and 2013 saying he planned to go to Syria and fight. This is the best one. All right, you guys, this is the best one. Okay? This is the best one. This just shows you the incompetence of this administration, the incompetence of the people that work for this administration, and why we are not safe as a nation with this president. We won't be safe with Hillary Clinton as this president. Listen to this. So, Jaib come to this country in October of 2012. He's an Iraqi refugee. Throughout 2012 and 2013, he's on social media talking about going to Syria to fight. In 2013, he flew from Chicago to Turkey. Then traveled to Syria. Between November 2013 and January 2014, he allegedly reported on social media that he was in Syria fighting with various terrorist organizations, including Ansar al-Assalam. When he was asked about his travel in an interview with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Jaib allegedly said he had traveled to Turkey to visit his grandmother and denied that he'd been a member of any rebel group or militia. It's January of 2016. We let this terrorist into our country in 2012. Presumably, he was vetted all of 2010, all of 2011. Right? Aren't we told that these refugees are vetted for 2+ years? So apparently, none of this came up. And what I mean by none of this, the fact that while he was living in Iraq, he was associated with terrorist groups. So none of that came up. He was just this poor, helpless refugee that was stuck. He was just stuck. Fighting was going around all where he was. So when he got here in 2012 and started communicating with terrorist groups, nobody seemed to think that could possibly have been a red flag. When this individual who fled the region. I mean, just even think about this concept. He fled a region because it was war-torn. He wanted to come to the United States, assimilate, and be part of the American dream. But yet, he goes back to the Middle East. He goes to the country that is basically the bridge to Syria, and our government thinks nothing of it. When he comes back, immigration services say to him, "Hey, Jaib, were you over there talking to terrorists?" And he went, "Me? No, I was not. I was just, no, I was not. I did not do that." And our immigration services went, "Okay, all right." "Okay, that's what we thought. We just had to be sure. Sorry. Now the guy's back here, finally arrest him, 2016. Wow. Okay. Should we count down the examples of Donald Trump being right, or should we just ignore it because, of course, state-run media is going to ignore it? The president's going to ignore it. Hillary Clinton's going to ignore it. Bill Clinton's going to ignore it. Bernie Sanders is going to ignore it. And in turn, we're going to be lulled into this false sense of security until one night we get a report that about 100 American women in New York City or in Miami Beach assaulted packs and packs. Of rabid Muslim dogs. Or we hear not just one cop was ambushed, but multiple police were ambushed in multiple cities. In a coordinated attack, like what happened in Paris, whereby the push of a digit on a cell phone launched radical Muslims. To open fire on police officers in different cities at the same time on the same day. Or not two refugees, one in Sacramento, one in Houston, but 30 refugees, one in Kentucky, one in Sacramento, one in Rochester, New York, one in San Bernardino, and maybe they hijack a bus. Maybe they all meet up at a planned location, at a planned time, and they hijack a bus. or they hijack a train, load it full of explosives, as primitive as that sounds, just think Boston Marathon and the damage that was done. Imagine a train with about 10 of those suckers, coordinated by about 30 refugees. I guess that's what we're all waiting for. I guess that's what we're going to wait for. Because none of this is going to be talked about, reported, analyzed. It's going to get mentioned during the day's news between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And it'll be the end of the story. It's a scary world out there. It's a scary time. Don't listen to state-run media. Don't listen to this president. The threat is real. This is World War III. I know you've heard that before, but I'm reinforcing it in your brains. This is World War III. This is a clash of civilization. Because now these sons of bitches are ambushing our police officers. Just remember these things when you're watching Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders give a speech telling you that the greatest threat to all of our lives is global warming.